वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे राधा माधव कुंज विहारे यशोदानंदन ब्रजजन नंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रजजन नंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रजजन नंदन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी नयरा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लव गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रजजन रंगन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर सचरी श्रृंशला अभय सुनारविंद भक्तिविदान गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर सचरी श्रृंशला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडाचार्य हिस्स डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुनामयी गंगमयी की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौर ऑल ग्लोरीज टू डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। आई नीड वन भगवत गीता है राजू
भगवद्गीता
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु
श्रीयुतपदकमलं
श्रीगुरं वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं साहगना रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णपादान् साहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभान सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु वैमिचा पतिता नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो टुगेदर एवरीवन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पदाय भूतलेश हरि भक्ति गौर मनिक जाने शेष डियर डिवोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स First of all, I like to welcome all of you this morning here in great Rukmani Dwarkadish Mandir, New Dwarka Dham. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति निष्ठ Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, the sacrifice performed by Daksha. Text 46. Please repeat. Tvam pura gam rasaya maha shukaru dhammastraya padminim varnenandro Varnendro Yatha Stuyamano Nada Lilaya Yogibhi Vayojyoharata युज्यहारत त्रय गत्रा यज्ञ क्रतु त्वं पुरा गम्रसाय महाशुकारु दमश्त्रया पद्मनि वारनन्दरो यथा स्तुयमानो नदललीलया योगिभिः वयुज्यहारतात्रैगत्रा यज्ञकृतो त्वं पुरा गम्रसाय महाशुकरो दमस्त्रया पद्मनिं वरनिन्दरो यथा स्तुयमानो नदललीलया योगिभिः व्यज्जुहारतात्रैगत्र यज्ञकृतो माताजी त्वम यू पुरा इन द पास्ट गाम द अर्थ रसाया फ्रॉम विद इन द वाटर महासुकर द ग्रेट बोर इनकार्नेशन दमस्तराया विद योर टस्क पद्मिनिम ए लोटस वरण इंदरा एन एलिफेंट यथा एज स्तुयमाना बीइंग ऑफर्ड प्रेयर्स नदन वाइब्रेटिंग लीलाया वेरी इजली योगी भी बाय ग्रेट सेजेस लाइक सनका वयोज्वहारता पिक्ड अप त्रिगत्र ओपरसानिफाइड वैदिक नॉलेज यज्ञ क्रतु हैविंग द फॉर्म ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट डियर लॉर्ड ओपरसानिफाइड वैदिक नॉलेज इन द पास्ट मिलेनियम लॉन्ग लॉन्ग एगो व्हेन यू अपीयर्ड एज अ ग्रेट बोर Incarnation, you picked up the world from the water as an elephant picks up a lotus flower from a lake. When you vibrated transcendental sound in that gigantic form of a boar, the sound was accepted as a sacrificial hymn. And great sages like Sanaka meditated upon it and offered prayers for your glorification. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Arvind, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Founder Acharya of great ISKCON. ISKCON is great, it was great, and it is going to stay great forever, for generations to come. A significant word used in this verse is Trigatra, which means that the transcendental form of the Lord is the Vedas. Anyone who engages in the worship of the deity or the form of the Lord in the temple is understood to be studying all the Vedas 24 hours a day. Beautiful. Simply by decorating the deities of the Lord, Radha and Krishna, Rukmini Dwarkadhish, in the temple, one very minutely studies the injunctions of the Vedas. Even a neophyte, devotee who simply engages in the worship of the deity, is understood to be in direct touch with the purport of Vedic knowledge. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedeh Sarve Aham Eva Vedya. The purport of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. Understand Him, Krishna. One who worships and serves Krishna directly has understood the truths of the Vedas. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sai Bhutale Shrimad Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tanavale Namaste Sachudeva Gaurvani Pachar and Evisheshun Vani Vashyade Sattar. Dear devotees, unless someone is there to explain, we cannot understand the things as they are. A great secret Prabhupada is explaining in this beautiful purport. I remember about 30 years back, maybe a little bit less or more, I was in Africa and I met one man there. He was a professional reciter. He was from Gujarat. His name was Devendra Vijay. And you won't believe, when he will speak, everybody of the town will come practically. There used to be a pin drop silence. And I also used to go to listen to him. He was expert in all the Vedas and Puranas. And what to speak of knowing our scriptures, he knew the Jainism, he knew the other religions. He was a fantastic singer. When he will sing, oh my God, amazing. So, frankly speaking, I was attracted to him and I started associating with him, going to him. So, he also started taking interest in me. I went to see him in a place where he was staying. Then Srila Prabhupada wanted to reveal me something. Super soul sitting in our heart guides us out of his causeless mercy. So this guy knew Bhagavad Gita, everything he knew, I'm telling you, maybe, I may be exaggerating, but a very knowledgeable person. I heard him several times. So, super soul inspired me, and I asked him this question, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You know what was his reply? He said, Lord Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My God. I said, his knowledge is only bookish knowledge. He doesn't know anything. From that day onward, I stopped associating with him. Point I'm making is, there's so many professional reciters around the world. Unless someone is there like Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee, and explain us, we cannot understand the things as they are. We need the explanation from the lotus mouth of a pure devotee. What Srila Prabhupada is explaining, he has given us this beautiful deity worship. Prabhupada is saying, anyone who is doing the deity worship, he is studying all the Vedas. He has studied all the Vedas, 24 hours a day. Is understood to be studying all the Vedas. See how much importance is there to deity worship. Deities are non-different from Krishna. Krishna is standing here. Mother Rukmani is standing here. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Gaur, Nitya, they are here. Whole Guru Parampara is here. So, Prabhupada, whatever he's saying, he said that my books are going to be the law books for 10,000 years. And these are law books. Devotees, especially I'm talking about myself, and I'm using this word we. In India, when you speak in Hindi, it's always plural. Hum. Hum means we are all. Hum one also, hum means all also. We cannot appreciate Prabhupada's greatness because of our impurity, because of our conditioned state. He's very, very special personality. Very, very special. I was in Vancouver and there one Gaudiya Math Sannyasi came. And he didn't address Prabhupada. I met him in another program, someone's house. Unfortunately, he was there and I was there. I didn't know that he is there. He said, Goswami Maharaj. Then he said, widely known as Prabhupada. He didn't address him the Prabhupada. Why? Because of envy, which very clearly Prabhupada has explained, you know. Actually, to envy such a great soul is very dangerous for one's spiritual advancement. Very, very dangerous. Srila Prabhupada, I spoke there and he started cutting me off. I spoke first, then he spoke in someone's house. And he said, oh, there is Rupa Goswami. I said, there is. In the mind I thought, of course, Rupa Goswami is great acharya. Then he's talking that when Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj left, he sang Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, definitely. What other acharya started talking? So he's trying to, you know, tell me that I should not give importance to Prabhupada. This is what I figured out from his mouth. Devotees, let me tell you, without Prabhupada, we are zero. We are nothing. As we all know, this is an open secret. We have problems. Cannot be hidden. Why we have problems? Because we push Prabhupada in the back and try to put ourselves in the front. Not proper. Very improper. So he wanted to talk to me. I was disgusted with this Gaudiya Math Sannyasi. His name is Mangal Maharaj. You may be knowing him. Then I left. Then he wanted to sit next. Maharaj, please come. I said, I have to get up 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. I said, it doesn't matter for you, but it doesn't matter for me. I have to get up. That night I took rest about 12 o'clock. Then I got up 3 o'clock. So, we have to respect Srila Prabhupada. This is my... All of you are wonderful. I'm very happy to hear so many nice results, book distribution. Every morning all of you pray to Rukmani Dwarkadi, send more and more Sankirtan devotees. Wonderful. It's beautiful. It's very nice. Devotees, all of you are good. But I will request, you have to become more good. More good. You become so much good that Krishna comes and talks to you, Prabhupada comes and talks to you, and Gauranitai, Jagannath, Madhav, Subhadra. All of you are good. So Prabhupada is giving so much stress mainly here in this verse to the deity worship. Deity worship, I'm always directed to the deities, this Rukmani Dwarkadish. Even before my coming to, I mentioned I think several years back in my lecture here, coming to US even, or coming to, I think, to LA, in BTG, there was a beautiful picture of Rukmani Dwarkadish. So I took that picture, you know, the size of the BTG, that page, and I was keeping as my worshipable deity all the time. One side, Prabhupada, very beautiful picture of Prabhupada, my favorite scene in the guest house where I'm staying. One side Prabhupada, and one side Rukmani Dwarkadish. Even before coming here, I was very much attracted. And all of you, I congratulate all of you. You are taking very nice care of Rukmani Dwarkadish. They are very beautiful, very nicely decorated. Everything in time, punctuality is wonderful. This is to the credit of all of you. Whoever is, you know, doing this. See how much, if we are worshipping deities with love and devotion, with bhakti, savai pumso paro dharmo, yato bhaktir adhokshaya. Bhakti. Adhokshaya. Adhokshaya Krishna is beyond our sense perception. I cannot perceive Krishna with my this tiny brain. I can't. Beyond my sense perception. And ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. No motivation. No material desire. As our great Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has said. What he has said? Srila Rupa Goswami, very glorious Vaishnava, wonderful. Very dear to Lord Gauranga, the most merciful Lord. He knew the mind of Lord Gaurahari. Gaurahari was very pleased with Srila Rupa Goswami. So what he said? Anna vilashata shunnam. Gyan karmadi navritam. Anukullena krishnanu shilnam bhaktir uttama. The gist. Material desire must be zero. No more material desire. Shunnam means zero. Gyan karma. There's no need of too much knowledge. Gyan. Like this one sect, this is the Vedanta sect, or, you know, Shankara sect. They follow their knowledge, like to study the Vedas and this, and that they don't believe God has formed. Srila Rupa Goswami is saying there's no need of such knowledge. Gyan karma adinavritam. Karma, no need of karma. Lord Chaitanya said, karma kand, jnana kand, sakalare vishere bhand. This karma kand and jnana kand, they're both the pot of poison. the most merciful Lord. He is giving us wonderful information. Unless someone is there like Srila Prabhupada to explain, like Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada to explain, we cannot understand. We have to perform pure devotion, bhakti. And bhakti, by the mercy of Prabhupada, I remember Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is very dear, very, very special Vaishnava. When Supreme Personality of God, Lord Narsingdev, appeared in this wonderful form, and it's a long story, I'm cutting short, keeping time factor in mind. Lord Narsingdev asked Prahlad, Prahlad, I'm very pleased with your devotion. What benediction you want? Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I am born as an asura. This is the purity. I am born as an asura. My whole family is asura family. My Lord, if you ask, if you will insist upon benediction, I may go for it. Then I will lose you, my Lord. Please don't test me like this. But Lord is saying, no, Prahlad, ask me for benediction. No, Prahlad Maharaj, I think first place he said, my Lord, this devotional service is not a business. It's not a business. Like, what is the business? If you go to the merchant, you give him some money, he give you some product, whatever it may be. But bhakti is not this business. He said by Prahlad Maharaj. 7th canto of Bhagavatam. Bhakti means a devotee serving to the Lord without expecting anything in return. That is bhakti. Ahituki. Ahituki means it doesn't want anything. Ahituki apritihata. So my Lord, bhakti is not a business. If I have performed some devotional service to you, what I should ask in return, he refused. The Lord insisted. Then he said, my Lord, please don't test me. I am born a asura. I may go for the benediction if you will insist upon. My Lord, kindly give me the association of your devotee and I should be always engaged in your devotional service. Lord again insisted, no, yours for the benediction. Je Krishna bhaje, sei bada chatur. Anyone who worships Krishna with love and devotion is very intelligent. Prahlad Maharaj is a super intelligent. Actually, with this incident, Supreme Lord Narsingdev is teaching us something. How my devotees are. How great they are. Through this instance, my Lord is insisting upon for a benediction to Prahlad Maharaj to teach all of us. So, when he kept on insisting on benediction, then Prahlad Maharaj is very intelligent. He said, my Lord, if you want to give, then kindly forgive my father. Can you imagine a devotee? He asked, forgive my father. Who? Which father? Who's trying to kill a 5-year-old boy. And what is the fault of 5-year-old boy? That he is a devotee. This is his only fault. He is faultless, no fault. But demons, they don't like the devotees. Now, Hiranyakashipu is trying to kill. But by the mercy of a great guru, Naraji. Naraji is a great Vaishnava devotee of head of our Sampradaya. Head of our Sampradaya is Brahmaji. Naraji is a son of Brahmaji. Very wonderful personality. Naraji's mercy is upon this great soul by the grace of Krishna. And he is so staunch in his devotion that even the father who was killing him, he's so pure in heart that, no, you know what he asked Lord, what benediction he asked from the Lord. So my Lord, if you want to give me, and kindly forgive my father. This is a pure devotee. Then question arises that your father was giving you so much trouble, he was trying to kill you. He tried his level best. But rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke, one who's protected by Krishna, who can kill him? And to whom Krishna wants to kill, who can protect him? Nobody. So, Prahlad Maharaj has full faith unto the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of his Gurudev. So, he is asking forgiveness for Hiranyakashipu, his father. But he was killing you, he was giving so much trouble. Devotees here, I try to remember, and I like, we should all remember this. What is that? Prahlad Maharaj replied, Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, who can give trouble to whom? Actually, this was my own karma for which I was suffering. And this is the fact. This is the fact. Srila Prabhupada also suffered so much. His body was suffering so much. And out of my foolishness, gross foolishness, you can say, when in last days, in 77, Prabhupada gave me opportunity to serve him. And he was not feeling well. Out of my foolishness, I asked this question to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, why you are sick? In my mind, I was thinking, why? I had no doubt that Prabhupada is an ordinary devotee. No question. I was convinced he is a very special devotee of Lord. I said, Prabhupada, why you are sick? Keeping in mind that a pure devotee should not get sick. This was my thinking. You know what was Prabhupada's reply? Because of you, I'm sick. This was his very emphatic answer. I have accepted so many. And this is the fact, devotees. We are not chanting like that. Prabhupada has taken our sins. That's why we are chanting. Otherwise, don't think we are performing chanting without anything. No. It's Prabhupada who elevated us to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Then I understood. I said, Prabhupada, thank you. He was sick because of us. Because of our sinful activities. And it's in the scripture. It's not that Prabhupada is concocting something. What the Prabhupada said is scripture. In the scripture it is mentioned that the guru has to take the karma of a disciple. If he is a guru like Prabhupada, a little bit like Prabhupada. That's why Lord Chaitanya warned us, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kame mam janmani janmani ishvare bhavtad bhakti rahit kitve. If we want to return back home, back to Godhead, na dhanam, everybody wants money. Money is honey. Na janam, if I am guru, I want money disciples. Very dangerous for me. Lord Gauranga is warning. Many disciples, why? This is materialism. Oh, so many disciples are moving around and oh, a great guru has come. And, jaya ho, jaya pada, this, that. He feels, oh, I'm great. Then Maya. Maya will come and grab him. Lord is saying, na janam, no follower. Sundarim. And you know, greatest danger is? Many sitting on very big, big asana. What happened? Then women come and allure them. They fell prey of women. Mataji, don't mind. All of you are not good. I'm talking about Maya. Actually, woman is a Maya personification. Maya. Woman comes and they give up everything. Follow the woman, become prey of a woman. And life is finished. Lord Gauranga, out of his causeless mercy, most merciful Lord, saying na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, no money, no followers, no beautiful woman, kavitam. I don't want to become big orator or big poet also. Sometime, you know, some becomes big poet, big speaker, impress people. Vibhyo, very good speaker, very good speaker. I, you know, Prabhupada's one grand disciple, he, very educated person, and he was working as a GM for one firm in India, Madras, many years back. So he used to invite every year me there, and we used to go South India touring. And he said, Maharaj, one, a person from Bengal has come, he speaks on Gita. But he gives Maharaj very good lecture. I said, oh, good. But one thing, Maharaj, I am not able to understand. I said, what? After speaking on Gita, then we eat, you know, there's a party. Then he starts eating meat and drinking wine. See, he's a big orator, but no following Gita. Drinking and eating meat. So these kind of professional reciters, that there are so many. They may be able to recite the whole Bhagavad Gita. I remember one German devotee, I think it was in 75 or 77, he was brought to Prabhupada by Gopal Krishna Maharaj. The Prabhupada, this devotee, he recites the whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. He knew whole Gita by heart. So Maharaj thought, that time Gopal Krishna Maharaj was not sannyasi, he was a householder. Gopal Krishna Prabhu must have thought, Prabhupada will like this very much. But, you know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada didn't even look at this devotee. Recitation of Gita has no meaning. Unless your heart is changed. Here this, I like this painting very much. You know, this Brahman sitting, holding Gita. He's illiterate. And the smart, the Brahmins behind, they were laughing at this Brahmin. Lord Gauranga said, you are the true reader of Bhagavad Gita, one who cannot read. And these are all bogus standing here. They were able to recite the whole Gita by heart. Actually, this movement is very, very unique movement. This is a movement of bhakti. If you have knowledge with bhakti, wonderful. The only knowledge, no bhakti, very dangerous. They're saying that jnani, abhimani. Immediately when there is, one become knowledgeable in Kali Yuga, because we are conditioned souls, fallen souls, sometimes we acquire knowledge, then immediately Maya comes and grabs us. Then we become prey of Maya. And if we become prey of Maya, then there is the question of, you know, fulfilling the mission of this human form of life. The mission of this human form of life is a Krishna prem. Then we cannot have Krishna prem. We can only have Krishna prem by the mercy of Mother Bhakti, devotional service. If there is no jnana, if there is no renunciation, jnana, vairagya, jnana and vairagya are the two sons of Mother Bhakti. If there is no jnana, no vairagya, it's all right. One is only a devotee. He can attain Krishna. Kulvicha Sridhar in Lord Chaitanya's Leela was pure devotee. Not much knowledge. And a poor person worshipped Mother Ganga. Half of his income. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with him. And during the Treta Yuga, Lord Ram's time, Shabari was born in a very, what do you call, low class family, meat eaters family, people of jungle, no knowledge, bad birth, but a pure devotee. So many instances, not one, two, so many. So, devotion to Sri Krishna is very, very important. And the deity worship, Prabhupada, has stressed so much here in this purport. And all of you are doing wonderful. But you have to do more wonderful. More wonderful. Devotee is never satisfied. Even though Lord Chaitanya was 24 hours remembering Krishna, but then he's saying, I'm not able to remember Krishna. In the Shikshashtaka, which is that verse he has said that, I'm not able to remember you, my Lord. But 24 hours, devotee is never satisfied. This is the qualification of heading towards purity. He may be chanting 24 hours. In the last verse, Ashileshava padaratam pinasto mam adarshnan maram hatam krutova yatha tatha va vidhatu lampato mat prana natastu saiva napraha. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain. So even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me, he is completely free to do anything and everything. For he is always my worshipable Lord, unconditionally. Yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravaishatam huniyaitam jagasarmam govinda brahenam. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishme bhavan bodau kripyatava pad pankajasita dhuli sadrasham vachintaya. Lord Chaitanya's mood is a transcendental mood. It's a Radharani's mood. So, Lord is, you know, very, very humble. This is the way devotee should be. So, we should all head towards the goal of life. And the goal of life is Krishna Prem. Is to get rid of all our dirty habits, bad qualities, free ourselves from lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego. Everything. Especially we have to free ourselves from lust. This lust is nothing but a love of Krishna has been transformed into lust when we came in contact with Krishna's inferior energy. Now again, when we will serve Krishna, Rukmani Dwarkadi, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi, Gaur Nitai, with love and devotion, and follow their pure devotee Srila Prabhupada, distribute more and more books, print more and more books, go door to door, tell people. By doing this, we will head towards perfection, beyond any doubt. Definitely we will head towards perfection. So, this is the mission. Prabhupada, he is with Krishna now in Gauloka Vrindavan. But he didn't want to go alone. He wanted to take the whole world with him. This is the nature of a devotee. Par dukh dukhi. If devotee sees someone suffering, he also suffers. So Prabhupada wanted everyone to go back home, back to Godhead. No discrimination for him. So devotees, everything is there. Prabhupada has given us everything. Prabhupada saying, even a neophyte devotee who simply engages in the worship of the deity is understood to be in direct touch with the purport of Vedic knowledge, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Lord is saying in the 15th, chapter 15 verse, Sarvasya chaham hriti sanivishto mata smritir gyan apon hamcha vedech sarver aham eva vedyo vedantakrit ved videva chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart. We should remember this. Lord is in our heart. And from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. So this is the purpose of life. So devotees, thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has? Any Matajis, any devotee? Any smiling devotee has any question? No? Looks like all of you are hungry, eh? Thank you very much. can I do for you?
Do you need help?
Yeah. I need the help to go back to Raja.
That means I'm no help at all then.
Hare Krishna. It means then you're cheating. You know?
Yes. Huh?
You're cheating. If you don't give any help, it's me, you're cheating.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Why you're cheating?
I'm trying not to.
Okay. So you said no help, it's not cheating.
I'm trying not to.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare
all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. This is from the garland, I think. Oh.